Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Excuse me, 6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Thanks a lot for having us on today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you, and we are looking at the three important things you need to know about this hour. Okay, here we go.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, the busiest period in the Atlantic hurricane season, running from mid-August through mid-October. This month is living up to that reputation. National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking three systems in the tropics. Tropical storm Dexter Invest 96L and a weak area of low pressure right off the southeastern U.S. coastline. By the way, here's the good side of the story. None of the systems are a threat to Florida.
Absolutely. That is good news. And here's the latest on ICE's attempt to hire away local deputies. Both Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and Santa Rosa's Bob Johnson are united to stand against the tactic. Simmons says he does not resent the role that ICE is playing in Escambia County. He just objects to the recruitment of his deputies, which comes at a time when many sheriff's offices in Florida are short-staffed. ICE will provide $10,000 a year to officers who sign a five-year commitment.
Well, the third story is just kind of makes things official. We've been talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks. Well, here we're talking about Dr. Clifford Humphreys is UWF's new Vice President of Strategic Initiatives and Chief of Staff. In a move this week, Humphrey began reporting to President Manny Diaz as a member of the President's Cabinet. He's also responsible for driving strategic initiatives, managing critical operations, and coordinating high-impact projects across the university and his external partners.
All righty. Just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. Luckily, not too much to dig into here. At our last check, which was about 20 minutes ago, we were talking about Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. And that spot is starting to decrease as far as the amount of congestion, but that is still giving us trouble. Luckily, outside of that, there's not much. As for the weather, 85 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight. The next several days have a steady high of 90 degrees, but the rainfall chances are going to be increasing, and that bleeds into your next work week.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
PSC held an event today recognizing vets and military members who have received the Purple Heart. Of course, an award only given to those who were wounded or killed in combat. PSC President Ed Meadows.
The significance of being recognized as such means that the college pays tribute to those that have sacrificed in battle, as well as the family members that have had loved ones that not only received the Purple Heart, but also died in the service as a result of wounds they received.
Well, Meadows says his uncle, also a Purple Heart recipient. The ceremony was held on campus over at Broxson Hall.
All right, and a 29-year-old man from Pensacola arrested yesterday after leading an FHP trooper on a high-speed chase. The incident began around 2 p.m. when FHP noticed a suspect speeding at 95 miles per hour on Highway 29. After attempting to evade the trooper by turning onto County Road 95A, the driver lost control and crashed into a wooded area. Then, Tavera's Shaquille Amel Moses attempted to flee on foot but was apprehended after the trooper used a taser on him. Moses was booked into Escambia County Jail on a $14,000 bond.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
NHC forecasters saying the worst is yet to come in this year's Atlantic hurricane season despite a slow start. Evan Brown has the report from Miami.
Hurricane season in the Atlantic enters its peak phase partway through this month, and forecasters at NOAA continue to believe there is a high chance for many powerful storms between now and the end of the year. And yet they are revising some of their predictions downward. They're reducing the number of expected named storms from between 13 and 19 to between 13 and 18. And instead of 6 to 10 hurricanes, only between 5 and 9. And instead of 3 to 5 major hurricanes, meaning Category 3 or stronger, they predict between 2 and 5. So far, since the season began at the start of June, the Atlantic Basin has seen only 4 tropical storms. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida citrus growers may benefit from a new rule proposed in Washington. The FDA recently proposed updating a sugar regulation called the BRIC standard, and it calls for lowering the sugar levels of pasteurized orange juice. Senator Ashley Moody says this will make a huge difference for Florida citrus growers and save an industry in peril. She says it'll allow them to more easily respond to greening and recover from severe weather.
All right, fast-tracking the next generation of doctors happening in one Florida county. CJ Papa has more on News Radio 92.3.
A shortage of healthcare providers in Polk County, Florida, leads to a shortcut to a medical degree. Florida Polytechnic University and the Orlando College of Osteopathic Medicine will knock off 2 years from the traditional pathway to becoming a doctor, allowing 20 high-achieving students to earn their degree in just 6 years, and they don't have to take the medical college admission test known as the MCAT. Reports show that Polk County, south of Orlando and east of Tampa, has half as many doctors, dentists, and pediatricians per 100,000 residents than the state average. The shortage has been linked to a rapid growth in population. CJ Papa, Fox News.
This really could have been a very serious situation. An imposter nurse has been arrested after seeing 4,000 patients without a license. Good here in Florida. God. All right, here's Gary Baumgarten with the story.
Prosecutors say the nurse treated the patients in a hospital in Flagler County. Sheriff Rick Staley calling it one of the most disturbing cases of medical fraud his department has ever investigated, maintaining that 29-year-old Autumn Bardisa potentially put the lives of those patients at risk. Prosecutors say she used a former classmate's medical license to get the job. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It's scary that that something like that can happen, but it's also scary that it can go on for so long. That's unbelievable. So just about
checks and balances.
Just about 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Florida Power and Light.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Autumn Beck Blackledge PLLC, International Paper, and Navy Federal Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Florida Bright Future Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Kick back with your family and friends at Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for another Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Bring blankets and chairs for the movie Shrek, beginning at sunset. Plan to enjoy the Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey. Pick local and fresh produce along with unique products every Saturday from 8 till noon at Highway 87 and Segura Corner. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not just stepping stones.
Pensacola right now.
I'm not just stepping stones.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. Yes, we are watching the numbers for you today. And here's the latest on the job market. Showing signs of a no-fire economy. Jenny Casola explains.
Companies are apparently still reluctant to lay off staff. New claims for unemployment benefits rose by just 6,000 last week to 226,000. The forecast was for 221,000 new claims, but it's not much change. The eight-month high of 250,000 was in the first week of June. However, continuing claims, the reading on those remaining on benefits, continues to inch higher. 1.97 million for the week ending July 26th. It's the highest number of continuing claims in more than 3.5 years, and it's a sign new jobs are less plentiful, so laid-off workers are having to look longer for new employment. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, let's talk about the stocks and how they ended today. It is 6:24. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks finishing mixed as President Trump's sweeping tariffs kick in on dozens of countries. President Trump inking an executive order opening up Americans' 401k plans to private equity funds, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, and other alternative investments. Tech gained today, which lifted the tech-heavy NASDAQ for a record close. Shares of Apple popped 3%. The Dow winners, Apple, Boeing, and Coca-Cola. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow down 224 points. The NASDAQ higher by 70. S&P 500 down 5. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price. Looking at the weather, local traffic together. I like this time of the afternoon. I really do.
Oh, I love it. Okay. It makes my job easier.
All right, Dave. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
Indeed. Let's see what we got here. So got some backups, or did have some backups, rather, on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But it looks like that has just about dissipated. So based on what I'm seeing on our map here, there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow and over the course of the next several days, actually, we're going to see those rainfall chances lingering and starting Saturday increasing. But the high should remain a steady 90 degrees.
Well, you know, there could be some changes on the way. President Trump is now demanding a new U.S. census be taken. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump says he's instructed the Commerce Department to immediately begin work on a new census that he says is based on modern-day facts and figures and information gained from the 2024 election. On his Truth Social platform, the president also says people in the country illegally will not be counted in the census. The census, required every 10 years, is essential to determining how many congressional seats are apportioned to each state. The 14th Amendment says the whole number of persons in each state is counted, and excluding residents without legal status could trigger court challenges. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And speaking of things that Trump's up to, his tariffs are now in effect for over 60 countries and the EU. A wide variety of products will be hit, ranging from appliances to cars, food, furniture, whatever. In a post on Truth Social, just after things went into effect, Trump said billions of dollars are now flowing into the U.S.
Let me take you in the opposite direction. Let's go back a bit. One of former President Biden's top advisors faced a deposition hearing today with White House lawyers as they continue looking into the former president's alleged mental decline while in office. Ashi Hazmi is watching this story concerning Anita Dunn on Capitol Hill this afternoon.
I asked her why she or anyone else didn't tell the American people that he was having memory issues, that he was less energetic. That is according to a source familiar with Ron Klain's deposition. That's what he apparently told the committee. And I also asked her about the Hunter pardon. She's been public about basically rejecting it, saying that it wasn't a good idea from the Biden administration. She has openly criticized the former president's decision to pardon his son, to which Hunter Biden actually fired back in those recent podcast he did, naming Dunn among his targets. Earlier this week, former aide Bruce Reed defended the former president, claiming that his debate struggles were all caused by his stutter.
And President Trump is selecting Stephen Miron to serve on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Miron, who serves as chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, was tapped for the board after Adriana Kugler resigned last Friday. President Trump congratulated him in a post on Truth Social and praised him for his unparalleled economic expertise. Miron will serve out Kugler's term, which expires January 31st, 2026, as the Trump administration continues to search for a permanent replacement.
Today is a special day. It's National Purple Heart Day, which recognizes those who have been wounded or killed in action while defending the U.S., Kevin Jurinski has more on the story.
George Washington created the Purple Heart on August 7th, 1782. It was first known as the Badge of Military Merit, but it wasn't a regular honor until it was revived on Washington's 200th birthday in 1932, when it was made retroactive, meaning soldiers from World War I could be honored. In 1942, Congress changed the parameters for the Purple Heart, making it awardable only for injuries or wounds suffered in service, and expanded it to all of the military branches. Originally, it was just for the Army. Purple symbolizes the courage of those who serve. The modern medal features a bust of Washington on one side and the words "for military merit" on the other. Kevin Jurinski, Fox News.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Several senior FBI officials have reportedly been let go by the agency. Some of them were connected to past investigations. Fox's Cornell Scott has more on News Radio 92.3.
The agents include Brian Driscoll, a former acting FBI director, Special Agent Walter Giardina, and Steven Jensen, who led the Washington field office. The FBI did not immediately confirm a reason for the firings, but Fox News learned they have to be out by Friday. Giardina was apparently involved with investigating ex-Trump trade representative Peter Navarro. Jensen was involved with the January 6th investigation. An official with the Bureau called the firings retribution. Months ago, agents were asked to fill out questionnaires that sought details on their daily roles and investigations. It's not clear if the firings were the result of that. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Okay, coming up in just a few minutes, all about 5 minutes or so, Austin and I will look into the sports. Thank you for having us on today. Do appreciate it. This is News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now. We'll be right back.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. The White House continues to work out details of a possible meeting between President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
If logistics and conditions can be ironed out, that could mean a meeting with Vladimir Putin next week. White House officials insist they haven't agreed to anything. The plan would be for a bilateral meeting with Trump and Putin, followed by a trilateral meeting with Trump, Putin, and Zelensky.
President Trump's reciprocal tariffs took effect today. Many American companies are expected to raise prices in response, but Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells Fox the impact will be minimal.
It could be a one-time price adjustment, but what we are seeing thus far is the manufacturers are eating it.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said last month that tariffs are already leading to price increases. America is listening to Fox News.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
And the busiest period of the Atlantic hurricane season runs from mid-August through mid-October. This month is living up to that reputation. National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking three systems in the tropics. We got Tropical Storm Dexter. We've told you a lot about that one. Invest 96L and a weak area of low pressure off the southeastern U.S. coastline. Good news, though, none of those systems are a threat to Florida.
Yeah, you're right. Number two's kind of an interesting story today because I got a feel for the two sheriffs locally. What I'm talking about, here's the latest on ICE's attempt to hire away our local deputies. Both Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and Santa Rosa's Bob Johnson are united to stand against the tactic. Simmons says he does not resent the role ICE is playing in Escambia County. He only objects to the recruitment of deputies, which comes at a time when many sheriff's offices here in Florida they're really short-staffed. ICE will provide $10,000 a year to officers who sign a five-year commitment.
Mm. Well, and I can see why they'd be like, dude, what the heck?
really? Come on.
Leave our guys alone,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. It's official. Dr. Clifford Humphrey is UWF's new Vice President of Strategic Initiatives and Chief of Staff. Woo! In a move this week, Humphrey began reporting to President Manny Diaz as a member of the President's Cabinet. He is also responsible for driving strategic initiatives, managing critical operations, and coordinating high-impact projects across the university and its external partners.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, we've been telling you about the National Day today. Of course, it's Purple Heart Day, and it's being celebrated nationally, but it's being celebrated locally as well. Pensacola State College has been recognized as a Purple Heart College by the Military Order of the Purple Heart. The designation is in recognition of PSC's work to serve and honor vets. The college held a Purple Heart recognition ceremony this morning. Jill Hubbs works over at PSC.
To honor those men and women who have received the designation of Purple Heart recipient,
meaning that they have been wounded in the service of our country, or ultimately, given their all and killed in action.
Well, Hubbs was also recognized during the ceremony for her father, Commander Donald Richard Hubbs, a Navy pilot that still considered missing in action after his plane vanished during the Vietnam War back in 1968.
My goodness. And the latest numbers show more than 2,200 households in Pensacola have now opted into the city's new recycling program. Pensacola Energy says the service has also caught up on pickups throughout the city. The recycling service had a challenging introduction as the city was dealing with staff shortages and initially got behind in pickups. And you may remember us covering on this. Many residents said they never got the memo when trash switched from once to twice per week pickup. Officials now say everything is running caught up and running on schedule.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
High fly ball center field. Angel Martinez back. On the track at the wall. It's off the fence. Soto in the second base with a double. Now they're going to say it did clear the fence and went out of the park for a home run. And Soto ends the big rigs bid for a no-hitter with a solo homer in the bottom of the ninth.
On Cleveland Guardians TV, with one out in the ninth inning Wednesday at Citi Field, Juan Soto hit a home run for the Mets. It ended Gavin Williams' attempt at a no-hitter. The Guardians still won the game 4-1. The Mets, who have lost four games in a row, did not lose any ground in the standing, still 2.5 games behind the NL East leading Phillies, whose three-game win streak was snapped, beaten Wednesday at Baltimore 5-1. The American League best Toronto Blue Jays hit five home runs at Coors Field in Denver and destroyed the Rockies 20-1. Toronto set a modern era record for the most hits by one team in any three-game series in the 20th or 21st centuries. The Blue Jays finished with 63 hits in three games against the Rockies, including 45 runs, 13 home runs, two hit yesterday by Toronto's Davis Schneider. Blue Jays lead the Red Sox by four games atop the AL East. Boston's win streak ended at seven games. The Red Sox lost to the Royals 7-3. The Yankees ended a five-game losing streak with a 3-2 win over the Rangers. AL Central leading Tigers lost 9-4 to the Twins. Detroit's lead over Cleveland now six games. The Mariners scored an 8-6 win against the White Sox. Combined with the Astros' 6-4 loss to the Marlins, Seattle moved within two games of first place in the AL West. The Brewers kept a four-game lead over the Cubs atop the NL Central. Milwaukee won its sixth game in a row, 5-4 against the Braves. The Cubs beat the Reds 6-1. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a lawsuit over alligator Alcatraz is drawing interest from one notable NFL Hall of Famer. A federal judge in Miami heard oral arguments yesterday about the Immigrant Detention Center in the Everglades, and a group called Friends of the Everglades argued that the facility harms sensitive wetlands and endangered species. Jessica Namath, boy, that name rings a bell. She's a member of the group, and she testified during the hearing. Her father, unsurprisingly Joe Namath, was in the courtroom watching, but he did not speak.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Had nothing to say. He was just there for the sex appeal. Just
okay,
a good-looking fellow.
You listen, old Joe. All right. You know, there used to be Nathan's Hot Dogs here in Pensacola. Mm. It was over on Airport Boulevard a long time. This is when Joe was with the Jets, and he had a chain of hot dog stands. There it was Nathan's, not the Nathan's of New Jersey that, you know, the guy eats all the chestnut, eats all the hot dogs. But anyway, Joe had quite an impact around the area. Let's talk baseball real quick. Pensacola posting 55-47 record for the 25 season. On Wednesday, Montgomery brought out the big bats with 11-5 win over the Wahoos. Doubleheader taking place right now. They're making up the rainout game on Tuesday. They're playing. The first game got underway at 4:05. Then they're going to follow it up with the makeup game. So they're up in Montgomery. They had some rain problems up there.
Oh, okay. And lastly here, very quickly, a man facing legal trouble after throwing a sex toy that struck a 9-year-old girl and her uncle at a WNBA game. It was an 18-year-old kid, just an idiot. His name's Caden Lopez. And he reportedly told officers that he was sorry and was following a stupid prank that was trending on social media. According to court documents, though, the adult male victim in this situation was interviewed and said he does desire prosecution.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Bart Winkler with a Sports Minute. Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. The Manning family in the news today is Archie has strongly insinuated that his grandson Arch will not be leaving Texas after this season. It's been the Manning way to graduate first, then come out, but could this be a long-term play? They know all about bad draft APR. Don't overlook the possibility that they are setting the narrative now in case they don't like the teams atop the draft board later. I'm Bart Winkler.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And we cut to size, because just like taxes and BS, we think metal is better when cut. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or shop online at metalsupermarkets.com.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a new virus infecting thousands of people in China. I want you to be very cautious and watch this story as it kind of unfolds. It's just now in the infancy stage, but Greg Palcott has more details. He's over in London.
Authorities are aggressively battling a chikungunya virus outbreak using nets, insecticide, and drones, plus quarantines and lockdowns similar to hardline coercive COVID-19 tactics. The mosquito-borne virus has infected over 7,000 people, mainly in the southern Chinese city of Foshan. The difference is it's a disease much of the world has been dealing with for years. The U.S. has issued a travel advisory for China's Guangdong province, where Foshan is located. Chikungunya symptoms include fever and joint pain, which occasionally last for months or years, along with some risk of death. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
And French fries might increase the risk of type 2 diabetes. No surprise there. A new study finds that eating 3 servings of French fries a week increased the risk by 20%. Eating boiled, baked, or mashed potatoes did not appear to have an effect. The study was published Wednesday in the journal BMJ.
Okay, so we're talking food here this afternoon, are we?
Yeah.
All right, baby product company Frito has teamed up with an ice cream producer to make a new flavor that's raising a few eyebrows as the company celebrates the arrival of its newest breast milk pumping device. CJ Pop has the story.
There's no actual human breast milk in the ice cream. It's just supposed to mimic the flavor of it. Small batch ice cream company Oddfellows is known for its wacky and weird flavors, 500 of them, since the company opened its first shop in Brooklyn in 2013. The breast milk flavored ice cream will be sold in pints for a limited time only, the company describing the flavor as, quote, sweet, a little salty, smooth, hints of honey, and sprinkles of colostrum, and features a distinct colostrum yellow tinge. You can also purchase it online for $12.99 a pint, with shipping available nationwide. CJ Papa, Fox News.
I think I'll pass on that.
Why would you get a pint of it?
I'm not sure. At that price, I don't care. It is 6:45, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, he's in. You heard him. He's right here with the weather and local traffic together.
All righty, let's see, looking at the roads here. Luckily, not much going on, so if you are dealing with any issues wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Got some rainfall chances this evening and over the course of the next several days. They're going to really ramp up on your Saturday heading into your next work week, but the highs are going to stay at a steady 90 degrees.
All right, and some pop-up showers every now and then.
Right.
So we'll be watching for that. That's your local snapshot. Let me go national with you. Severe thunderstorms expected to drench the northern plains, while extreme heat conditions there in the southwest. Janice Dean has more in the forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible today over sections of the northern plains, then across the upper Mississippi Valley on Friday. Extreme heat warnings continue over southeast California and the southwest. In the tropics, we're watching a few spots for possible development, including an area of low pressure that will bring heavy rain along the Gulf Coast and Florida this weekend, and a system off the southeast coast moving away from the U.S. Fox Weather has all of the latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, the Trump administration moving forward with another migrant detention facility. Let me see. We got one, two in South Florida, one in South Florida. Camp Blandy makes two. We have one at Indy. And now there's another one.
Kenton Steen.
Fort Bliss. This is over in El Paso. Kevin Urensky. Trying to kind of cipher this thing out for us.
Pentagon Press Secretary Kingsley Wilson announced during a Thursday briefing that the largest federal migrant detention facility to date began construction in mid-July at Fort Bliss, Texas.
Work has begun for initial detainment capacity of 1,000 illegal aliens, with initial operating capacity likely to be achieved by mid-late August.
But, Wilson says, that's just the initial phase.
We will finish construction for up to 5,000 beds in the weeks and months ahead.
The Fort Bliss Center would join the facility known as Alligator Alcatraz in Florida, which can hold 2,000 migrants, and the proposed Speedway Slammer in Indiana, which will be able to hold 1,000. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. Department of Education is making the free application to federal student aid available earlier this year. Experts are saying the move regarding the FAFSA could address some of the bugs that have plagued previous application cycles. Intel shares gaining slightly in after-hours trading after President Trump called for the chipmaker's CEO to resign. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton questioning CEO Lip-Bu Tan's ties to Chinese companies. President Trump today also announcing he's selecting Stephen Moran to serve on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, replacing Adriana Kugler, who resigned on Friday. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow dropping more than 220 points, the S&P 500 off slightly by 5, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 73. U.S. crude oil futures for September are under $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, President Trump expanding investment options for private retirement accounts. Jared Halpern. The White House this evening with this report.
An executive order is designed to give Americans diversified investments in 401k and other retirement contribution plans, allowing assets like private equity, real estate, and digital assets. President Trump says most employer-sponsored plans are restrictive from alternative assets used by wealthy investors and says regulatory overreach is hindering workers' retirement growth. The order directs the Labor Department to re-examine guidance on investments for retirement plans and calls on the SEC to facilitate access to alternative assets. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And President Trump is calling for the CEO of Intel to resign. The president made a post to Truth Social arguing that Lip-Bu Tan is highly conflicted and must resign immediately. Trump's comments follow Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton's letter to the semiconductor firm earlier this week, questioning Tan over concerns with his ties to China. Reuters previously reported that the Intel exec had investments in hundreds of Chinese tech firms, with at least eight having ties to the Chinese military.
There's a clampdown on so-called debanking of conservatives. Familiar with this?
No.
Here's the latest.
An executive order threatens fines and other actions against banks and financial institutions denying service based on political or religious beliefs. Conservative organizations and individuals have complained of being rejected by banks because of political animus. Large financial institutions deny those accusations, and some, including JPMorgan Chase and Bank of America, have signaled support for President Trump's order. The executive order directs federal banking regulators to remove reputational risk from debanking guidance. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And more Americans than expected found themselves filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says it received 226,000 initial requests in the week ending August 2nd. That's an increase of 7,000 from the previous week's revision today. It's also a few thousand more than most analysts had been expecting today.
Let's see, CBS, Paramount, a couple of media companies here completing their long-drawn-out merger. Hillary Barsky has the details.
It's official. Skydance Media and Paramount Global, the parent of the CBS television network, Paramount Pictures Movie Studio, as well as a portfolio of cable channels, will be joining forces, creating a new entertainment entity. The company, officially named Paramount, a Skydance Corporation, will combine Paramount's content library and global distribution network with Skydance's production capabilities and technological resources. David Ellison is chairman and CEO of the combined company. The $8.4 billion deal is driven by the entertainment industry's belief that it needs to consolidate to better compete with Apple, Amazon, and Netflix that operate their own studios and increasingly popular streaming services. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door of 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some of your pop culture notes, your more frivolous headlines to help ease you into this Thursday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
You're at the age you're ready to retire, but you're probably considering downsizing. You've worked hard all your life, and now it's time for you. It's time for you to enjoy your time. But where? There are many choices when it comes to a retirement community, but there's one you'll want to know more about. Tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas will be the guests to discuss all the great reasons to consider retiring in the place.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew Kay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really interesting opportunity to go to the driver training course for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office over in Brunson Field and learn how to drive around the cones and do serpentine and hard braking and evasive maneuvers and intersections. And yes, learned how to do pit maneuvers and did a few and have a newfound respect for what the law enforcement officers have to deal with when they're in pursuit or dealing with the bad guys on the roads. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
We don't talk much not anymore. Broken bottles, slamming doors. But we still care about each other. Say we care about
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
I still dream about the good old days. We took care of each other. We were living for each other. But I...
Six 55. Heads up, Pensacola. Winding this afternoon down. We're already into the evening time. Austin Price, looking at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yep, that's what I'm up to. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, nothing much on the roads. If you're dealing with backups there, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. Thank you for staying safe this entire afternoon. We haven't had many accident reports. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Rainfall chances this evening that'll stretch out over the next several days. As for the highs over those several days, is going to be sitting at a pretty consistent 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, so Superman has joined ICE. This is a story that I'm sure you've been
waiting. Please elaborate. Yeah.
Actor Dean Cain, you know, he was Superman, has joined ICE in Los Angeles. Michelle Polino reports.
Dean Cain, best known for playing Superman in the 90s series Lois and Clark, the new adventures of Superman just took on a new role as a sworn officer for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Cain posted the news in a video.
I felt it was important to join with our first responders to help secure the safety of all Americans, not just talk about it.
The actor promoted the agency's incentives, including a $50,000 signing bonus, student loan repayment, and enhanced retirement, and described ICE as targeting the worst of the worst. Cain's announcement divided fans. Some praised him as a legend, while others slammed his alignment with the agency. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Metallica neither confirming nor denying rumors that they'll be playing at the Las Vegas Sphere in the near future. Drummer Lars Ulrich appeared on the Howard Stern Show Wednesday and was asked about rumors going around that Metallica was going to play at the famous venue. Ulrich said he couldn't confirm the rumors because there was nothing to confirm, but added that they're big fans of the Las Vegas Sphere and are considering it at some point when the 2026 tour is done.
Stay away from the snake pit. I told you about that. And Metallica. The Metallica band spits. So stay away from the stage. Hey, scientists say they've created an AI version of a monkey brain. You and I discussed this earlier. Not sure what a monkey brain is, but here's Eben Brown.
A group of university researchers in China say they've recreated the brain of a macaque monkey using artificial intelligence and a specially built computer making use of 960 processor chips, with each of those supporting 2 billion neurons and more than 100 billion synapses, and that's similar to the number of neurons and synapses that a macaque has. They've named the project Darwin Monkey, and together with China's DeepSeek AI, it's demonstrating impressive levels of logical reasoning and mathematical problem solving. The team argues it is the closest thing yet to building an actual brain with brain power. Eben Brown, Fox News.
I've got a question. So when you had asked me earlier, because I think you asked me before we were even on the mic, you said, like, well, what's a monkey brain? Do you know what that is? I didn't know they were talking about the literal brain of a monkey.
I didn't either.
I was about to say, I know what that is.
Well, the whole thing, the setup wasn't really clear.
Yeah.
We're thinking it's
street slang for something.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. Okay. Dog lovers. Now, you can understand this one.
Yes.
Can now give their pets the royal treatment. But before I tell you the story, if you want to do this, I would first access your bank account. This is very, very expensive. Therese Crowley explains.
For the love of dogs, King Charles, yes, the King of Great Britain, introduces a new line of royal dog treats, hand-baked in small batches in the kitchens of Balmoral Castle. Described as 100% natural, made from wholemeal flour, egg, and chicken stock. Acquiring the royal taste is a bit pricey. Less than a cupful of bone-shaped biscuits cost £5, or almost $7, at the Balmoral Castle website for pet accessories and otherwise, for monetizing the British royal family home in Scotland since 1852. Or you can buy your dog biscuits in person and rent a castle cottage. Dogs are allowed on the grounds. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All right, and the first trailer for The Office spinoff, The Paper, is out now. It follows the staff of the struggling newspaper called the Toledo Truth Teller. A journalist takes over as editor-in-chief with ideas on how to bring the newspaper back to life, and the character Oscar Martinez from the original series just so happens to work for this paper. The first four episodes of the mockumentary series hits Peacock on September 4th.
Shark depredation. It's happening. And local anglers say it is having a negative impact on Florida's tourism industry, which relies heavily on fishing. Shark deprivation, by the way, happens when a shark eats a fish as it's being reeled in. Boy, they could be a pain. I mean, you could be out there catching, you have a nice snapper on the line.
I love how people talk about
this. And you roll it in, and then it's nothing but a head.
They talk about it like it's some epidemic. The shark's just eating, man.
Well, listen, you live in Ohio. You come down here to fish. You spend a lot of money on the charter.
Oh, bless your
And then
heart.
You're pulling your fish in, and there's nothing but heads left.
Because sharks exist.
Well, you want these fishermen to be happy. You know, okay, that wraps it for us. We're going to be back at 4 tomorrow. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.